Mike from The Real Geeks here, and frankly, I've had a long day. I'm exhausted, but it's Comic-Con time, and we've had a couple trailers come out that I just had to take a look at, and I figured I'd share my first reactions with you. Now, the first one I'm going to take a look at is the trailer for the DC Digital Television series Titans, which is, of course, based on the Teen Titans comic book series. Now, the basic plot here is pretty simple. A team of young superheroes led by Nightwing, formerly Batman's first Robin, formed to combat evil and other perils. Which, I've not been hearing very good things about this one. And considering all the promotional material lists lead actor Brenton Thwaites as Robin, not Nightwing, the fact that they're listing Nightwing in the plot here, I find it a little confusing. But with that, I've got the trailer all queued up here, so let's just full screener and see what we've got. The following trailer is rated TVMA. Interesting. Oh, DC with a dark. Shocker.
Who are you?
Everything led me here. To you. You're the boy from the circus. You gotta know
that. So, okay. We're opening with Robin's origin story. Okay.
There's something evil inside of me.
You're scared, I get it, but you can control it.
Okay, it looks like there's some interesting stuff here with Raven, but... Okay, Hawk and Dove, nice.
Sometimes, when I feel the darkness, it feels good.
Says
there's no such thing as monsters.
I used to think that.
Raven's mom?
What's wrong?
Oh boy. Oof. Oof. DC fans. I don't know about this one. There is some good stuff here. I think visually, like in terms of visual effects and so forth, and story-wise, I think Raven, from the looks of this, is very much going to be the focus here. And that could lead to a lot of interesting stuff. I know that there were some concerns based on early promotional photos that were released about Starfire. Seeing her in the trailer here, I can kind of see where people are coming from there, but I think that really is a bit of an overreaction. She honestly doesn't look that bad. We saw Beast Boy and Hawk and Dove here, and I think, again, there are opportunities there. It kills me to say this, but I think the biggest problem here is going to be Dick Grayson. It doesn't look like they understand the character at all. I know that, at least in the comic books, and yes, obviously they're not going to stick to the comic books verbatim here, but... I know, yes, he and Batman have a falling out, and that's part of what leads him to go from Robin to Nightwing, but... At the same time, like... Yes, they're not going to bring everything from the comic books into the show, and that's fine, but there are certain core tenets that I think need to stay, and it looks like at one point Grayson picks up a gun and starts shooting people, and that's very, very not the Robin character. So, yeah, like, I noticed Greg Berlanti from the Arrowverse is one of the producers here. So with that in mind, I have hope, but guys, go into Titans with extreme caution. Now, the other trailer that I'm actually just queuing up right now is for series 11 of Doctor Who. And really, this is only about 50 seconds. This should be interesting. Because I know people were complaining about the teaser that came out just a couple of days ago, and I find it kind of fascinating here that it looks like they're really playing this close to the chest, which I kind of like that. With the new showrunner, Chris Chibnall, Jodie Whittaker coming in as the new Doctor, it seems like there's change right across the board with the show, and that's something as, frankly, the biggest and most well-known child of Gallifrey on the Geeksploitation staff. This intrigues me greatly, and I'm also going to say right away, in regards to Jodie Whittaker's casting, if you have a problem with the Doctor being cast as a woman, you don't understand the show. Get the fuck out of the fandom right now. You don't belong here. So yeah, with that cheery thought, we'll just full screen her, and let's see what we've got here.
All of this is new to me.
Okay, right away I can understand Jodie's dialogue better than at the end of series 10, so I'm happy.
New worlds.
Just
new times.
Looks like it's another pretty generic trailer. I don't think they're telling us really anything story-wise here.
Would you be my new best friends?
Just a new... Okay, yeah, this, I have been looking forward to this one pretty much all day, and I really like what I'm seeing here. I think, again, there's a lot that looks very, very different, from Peter Capaldi's run. It looks brighter, it looks like we're gonna have a more cheery Doctor, and as much as I respect everything from, Capaldi's run, with the exception of the hot garbage that was Series 8. Like, let's be honest, that was terrible. Nothing to do with him, but he is just, ew. There's a lot here that just... I think I'm gonna have a lot more fun with Series 11, which is probably one of the most important things. But I do need to kind of rewind the trailer a bit here, because there was something I noticed very quickly that I kind of want to just double check. And I think with the companions, I'm wondering, we have three, and it looks like one of them has what might be a cybernetic implant of some sort, so I'm wondering, are we gonna, by the end of that first episode, are we gonna have maybe one from the past, one from the present, one from the future? Which, if we are, I'm kind of hoping, because I, off the top of my head, I don't think that full combination has ever been done.
Would you be my new best friend?
Let's see. Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. It looked... I can't tell if that was a flashlight, but I think we may have seen the new sonic screwdriver. And if that's the case, this is another interesting thing, simply because it looks like it's going to have a gold light. I mean, maybe this is just multiple settings, I don't know, but on the one hand, as a tech nerd, this is something I'm looking forward to checking out. There's always that one technological thing in a sci-fi series that I tend to gravitate toward. For instance, in Star Trek, it was the ships, and with Doctor Who, it's the sonic screwdriver. There's something about one device that is just universal that just fascinates me, and I'm looking forward to seeing the new sonic screwdriver, but at the same time, I'm hoping the switch doesn't come until later in the series, simply because I do also really like the screwdriver that Peter Capaldi ended with during series 10. And I don't think that one really had a whole lot of time to shine, so to speak. So hopefully, you know, that one will have a decent run, and then we'll see a switch over toward the end of series 11. But I really like what I'm seeing here, and I honestly, I can't wait to see what Jodie does with the role. So with that, I'm gonna sign off for now. You'll probably be getting some more thoughts from me as trailers come out. But until then, bye-bye!